The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot, Amen.
Daf Mem. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarav, Amarat Zekinati, Yafa Bat Sarah, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Wahashem Tenehem Began Aiden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Ash Chedema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rachav, Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, Edna Rechem Sion Ben Esther. Begin today's daf on Lamed Tet Amud Bet, and we are going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Rame Rav Tuve Bar Rav Kisna Lerava. So Rav Tuve Bar Rav Kisna brought a contradiction to Rava. We learned in the Mishnah, kol ha'oseh mitzvah achat, mitivim lo. Anybody that does a mitzvah, so he gets good. He's got to do a mitzvah. Asa in, smash only if he did a mitzvah, an actual mitzvah, physically. Lo asa, lo, but if he didn't do a mitzvah, so they're not going to give him a reward. So what's the question? What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Yashav ve'lo avar avera. If a person sat passively and he didn't do a sin, they give him credit as if he did a mitzvah. So you see that what? That not only do you get credit when you do mitzvot, but you also get credit when you just sit back and you don't do avirot. You don't got to do anything. Just sit back. Amar lehatam kegon sheba devar avera liyado v'nitzol hemena. It's talking about a case where the avera came to his end, and if we had an opportunity to sin, and he refrained himself. Not stop, a guy just sitting down doing nothing, he doesn't get reward. Where the sin was in front of him, and he controlled himself. So that she says in the bottom, Ha'u yashav ve'lo avar avera deka amanotel al sakar ba'avera sheba liyado. Talking about a sin that came to him, ve'chafa yitzro, and he controlled his yetzer, ve'lo avar, en mitzvah yetera mizu. That she says, not only do you get credit, there's no greater mitzvah than that. So comes again, Gemara and says, Ki had Rav Hanina, like the story of Rav Hanina bar Pape. Tavate ahi matronita. There was a certain lady that tried to seduce him. Amar milta. So the rabbi said a certain shem, one of the shemot, a kedoshim, umale nafshe shahna vechiva. And his body became filled with boils and all sorts of sores. So she'll be repulsed by him. Avdai milta. So the lady, she also knew witchcraft. So she did something. Ve'itzeh. And the rabbi got better. Took away all the rabbi's boils. Harak. So he ran. Tasha be'ahu be'baneh. He hid himself in a certain bathhouse. Dechiyavu aylin bitrein. Was so dangerous, that bathhouse was mazikin in the bathhouse, that even if two people would go into the bathhouse, afilu bimama, even during the day, normally mazikin don't come out during the day, and even when they come out, if you have two people, usually you get protected. This bebaneh, even in the day with two people, havu mitzekeh, you would get damaged. And the rabbi went in and nothing happened to him. Bemachar amru le rabbanan man natrach, who protected you when you went into this bathhouse? Who protected you? Amalehu. So he said to them, Shne nos'e kesar shamruni kol alayla. Which means the, like the bodyguards of the Caesar. They were there, strong ones, and they protected me the whole night. Amru le. It was a miracle. That's what they told him. Sheme devar irva bali adecha venatzalta emenu. Must be that something to do with alayot came to your hands and you refrained from it. How? Detanina kolaba davar arva liyado v'nitzal emenu. Anybody that's tempted with the arayot and he controls himself, osin lo nes, they make a miracle. So you see, that's what we're talking about, where the Avera came to him, like this lady tried to seduce him, and what? The rabbi ran away. So she says, "In mitzvah yetera mizu." There's no greater mitzvah than the abstention of an Avera. So the Gemara now is going to bring some stories on this. Gibore kawah ose devaro lishmawa vekod devaro. These gibore kawah, men of great strength, ose devaro, that follow the word of God, to listen to the word of God. Kegon Rabbi Tzadok v'haveraf. What's the story? Rabbi Tzadok tabateh ahi matronita. Certain lady tried to seduce Rabbi Tzadok. Amar la halash li libay. He said, I don't have strength to make the avera. I'm weak. Velo matzina. I can't do it. Ika mide le mechal. But you have something to feed me first, maybe? You have something to eat? Amra le ika davar tameh. Yeah, the only thing I have is pig. Amar la may nafka mina. He says, what's the difference? Da'avida akhola. A guy that's willing to commit this sin will eat pig. Therefore, prepare it for me. Shagra tanura. So she turned on the oven. Kaman hale. And she put it inside. Salig v'yativ v'gaveh. So Rabbi Tzadok jumped into the oven. Amra le mayhai. So she said, what are you doing? You're jumping into the fiery oven. Amar la da'avida nafil beha. The one that commits this sin is going to end up in the fires of Gehinnam. Amra le yad'e kulehai lo tsa'artich. If I would have known that you're so against this avera, I would not have pained you in the beginning to try to make you commit it. Rav Kahana aba kamizben dikule. Rav Kahana was poor. He used to sell dikule. That she says, little baskets that the ladies would put their needles in, things like that, ladies' items he was selling. So therefore, ladies were constantly coming into his store. So a certain lady came to the rabbi and tried to seduce him to commit avera. Amallah. So he said, Izil ikshit nafshai. Let me just go wash up before we make the avera. Salik bekanafil meigral da'arai. When he jumped off the roof, in order that he should not commit the sin. Ata Eliyahu, Eliyahu Nevi came, kable, and caught him. Amar le, atrahatan arba me'at parseh. He says, Eliyahu Nevi told him, he says, you inconvenienced me, I was 400 parseh away, when I saw you jumping off the roof, I had a rush to your aid. Amar le, so he told him, the rabbi told Eliyahu Nevi, mi garamli, what caused me to do this over here, we get into this position? Lav aniyuta, it's because I'm poor. I don't have any money. If I was forced to go into business of selling ladies' stuff, the ladies are coming into the store, so therefore this is the problem. So it says, Yahiv le shifa didin. So he gave him a basket filled with gold coins. Rameh le Rava le Rav Nachman. No. Rameh le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava brought a contradiction to Rav Nachman. Tenan, elu devarim shadam ose otam ve'ocheperotem ba'olam hazeh. The following mitzvot, the person, he does the mitzvot in this world, and he eats the fruits in this world, and the principle stands for him in olam haba. Ve'kenin kayim in olam haba. Ve'eluin, kibud ava'im, ugbilut hasadim, ve'ava'at shalom, shebin adam l'chavero, ve'tamut Torah keneged kulam. So the Gemara now is going to go through each one. B'kibud avayim ketiv, v'man yarichu nyamecham, ulman yitavlach. So we could say, yarichu nyamecha, as she says, le'olam haba, yitavlach, le'olam hazeh. So you see, kibud avayim, there's a reward for it in this world. B'gimilut hasadim ketiv, rodef sadaka v'chesed. Anybody that runs after sadaka and chesed, yimsa hayim sadaka v'chavod. In this world, he'll find life, he'll find kindness done to him, bechavot, ubaba'at shalom ketiv, and when it making peace between the person, people, bakesh shalom verotfeu. Where does it say he's going to get reward? Ve'amar babu atyar redifa, v'gezera shava, ketiv acha bakesh shalom verotfeu. So I seek peace out and pursue it. Uchtiv atam rodef sedaka v'chesed. And we just learned that by chesed you get rewarded in this world. And it says the word over there, rodef sadakan. It says bekesh shalom verotvehu. So therefore we learn that making shalom between people also brings you a reward in this world. B'talmud Torah ketiv, ki hu hayecha ve'orech yamecha. So we can also learn, hayecha ba'olam hazeh, orech yamecha ba'olam haba. Good, so all these mitzvot show us that there is a reward in this world. But you missed one. Vishiluah hakan nameh, showing the mother bird from the nest. Ketiv lema'an yitavlach ve'arachta yamim litni nameh. Why don't you list shiluah hakan also on the list of items that you get reward in this world? It says lema'an yitavlach, which sounds like you get something in this world. Kabbalah says, ah, Tana Vishir. The Tana didn't list everyone. The Tana left it out. But you're right. Kabbalah says, Tani Tana Elu Devarim. Ve'at Amar Tana Vishir. The Mishnah says, Elu Devarim. Shadam Oseh Otam. Elu Devarim. These are items and nothing else. And you tell me that it left it out? You can't tell me it left it out when it says the words Elu Devarim. Amarava. So Rava said, Rav Idi Asbirani. Rav Idi explained it to me. It's based on the pasuk, Imru Tzaddik Kitov. They say about the tzaddik that is good. Kipri ma'alelehem yochedu. They eat from the fruits of their work. So the Gemara is talking about a tzaddik that is good. So the Gemara asks, V'chi yesh tzaddik tov, v'yesh tzaddik she'eno tov? What do you mean tzaddik tov? Every tzaddik is good. When it's tzaddik tov, there's a tzaddik that's not good. Ela tov la'shamayim ve'labiriyot zehu tzaddik tov. If a person is good in both styles of mitzvot, the mitzvot ben adam le'makom and also the mitzvot ben adam le'haverov, he does chesed, gives tzedakah, he helps his fellow man as well, so that's already considered a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik tov. Tov la'shamayim, but if he only does the ben adam le'makom, ve'ra le'biriyot, but he doesn't know anything to the people, that's a tzaddik that's not good. Can you say b'davaratam? Similarly, it says, "Oy la rasha ra." Talks about a rasha that's ra. Ki gemul yadav yaseno. God's going to punish him. So, v'chi yesh rasha ra, v'yesh she'eno ra. Every rasha is ra. What do you mean rasha ra? So, Gemara says, "Ela ra la shamayim ra la biriyot." If he's ra la shamayim and he's also ra la biriyot, which means he doesn't do the mitzvot ben adam na makom, and he also is bad la biriyot, meaning he steals and he murders, so he affects them as well. Hu rasha ra. Ra'las shamayim ve'enu ra'la b'riyot. But if he's just ra'las shamayim, but he's not ra'la b'riyot, ze rasha she'enu ra. That's rasha she'enu ra. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Idi Asbirali. Eno, which means that's why Shiluah Hakan was not listed in the list of Elu Devarim. Because the mitzvah of Shiluah Hakan is only a mitzvah ben adam lemakom. It's not a mitzvah ben adam. However, all the mitzvot listed in that Mishnah are mitzvot that are ben adam lemakom, but they're also ben adam lechavero. Havat shalom ben adam lechavero, ben ish leishto, and kibud av va'em, and gemilut chasadim. Even Talmud Torah, you have to say over here, has an aspect of chesed, ben adam lechavero. Why? Because by learning Torah, the person is keeping the whole world in existence. And there's no greater chesed than that. No, people would not be able to exist if it wasn't for somebody studying Torah. There's also an inyan of Gimut Chasidim. Look at Nashim. Rav Idi Asbirali. Eno dome le'elu da'ana kulu ha-biriyot ne'ni memenu. V'nimsa tov la'shamayim v'tov la'biriyot. U'ba'u ketiv ki peri ma'ale le'em yochelu. That's the pasuk we learned it from, because it says, "Imru tzaddik ki tov ala tzaddik." That's good, meaning good la shamayim, good la beriot. Ki peri ma'ala perotem ba'olam hazeh. We'll get the fruit in this world. The bai kira ketiv ki tov ki peri ma'ala lav yochelu b'chayav. And the bishluah hakan, and that was of the bird, tov la shamayim. Absolutely, it's good la shamayim. Ve'en kan tov la beriot. ולא כתיב בכיפרי מעליו יאכל ולכך לא תניא גבי אוכל פרוטים בעולם הזה רע לשמיים ורע לבריות כגון רוצח וגזלן וגנב. Right, those guys are not good לבריות. רע לשמיים ואין רע לבריות. What's the case of it when a guy does sins but it doesn't impact people? So that she gives them מגלי עריות. Guy commits עריות. He's not hurting anybody, but it's בעד לשמיים. מבזה מועדים, or he doesn't keep the holidays. He's not affecting Ben Adam Lahabiro, but he's affecting Ben Adam Lakom. Okhel Halev, or eats things that are not kosher. It doesn't affect Ben Adam l'chaveru, but it affects Ben Adam l'shamayim. Good. Gemara continues. Gemara continues. Hazichut, a mitzvah, it's called a zichut mitzvah. Yesh la kerem, there's a principal payment for mitzvot. The yesh la pirot, and there's also a dividend, which means when a person does a mitzvah, they're going to reward him for more than he did. Which means he does the mitzvah, there's pirot, and God gives you dividends more than the principal. So God's generous when it comes to rewarding the mitzvot. There's a perot, there's fruit. Avera, guy commits a sin. Yesh la keren. Yeah, there's principle. Ve'en la perot. That's it. God punishes for the sin. What it is? Shnei emar. Oy la rasha ra ki gemul yadav yaselo. Finished. He punishes for what it is. Ve'lamani mekayim. Oh, but I have a pasuk that's written. By averot, v'yochal meperi darkam u'mimu'atzote v'yochel v'yochelu meperi darkam u'mimu'atzotehem yizba'u. So this is what they're going to eat from the fruits of their ways. So you see what averot, this is to my averot, also have perot. God punishes them also for their perot. Gemara says avera she'ose perot yesh la perot. Certain averot have pirot, have repercussion, and therefore the punishment is not only principal, but it's pirot. V'she'enu se pirot en la pirot. What type of sin is that? So that she says, kegon chilul Hashem, she'adam hashuv over avera, v'acherim lemedim mimenu la'asot ken. Guys, a hashuv guy committed a sin in public, so he did an avera, but there's repercussions. Therefore, people learn from him to do avera. And therefore what? There's perot. You're not going to only get punished for the sin itself, but all the repercussions that the people learn from it and this and that. So therefore that's the type of sin that has perot. Now, machshava tova, when it comes to machshava tova, God's a good thought. Mitzarfa lemaaseh. God gives the person credit and he attaches it like it's a maaseh, like he did it. שנאמר, אז נדברו ירא השם איש לרעהו, ויקשב השם וישמע, ויכתב ספר זיכרון לפניו לירא השם ולחושבי שמו. That's the key words. God will write down in the book of reward, not only to those that do mitzvot, but even חושבי שמו. Those that are thinking, guys have good thoughts. What's the case? מהי ולחושבי שמו? אמר רב עשה אפילו חשב אדם לעשות מצווה. A guy intended to do a mitzvah. But in us, he wasn't able to. Circumstances beyond his control. Velo asa'a, but he wanted to do it. Ma'ale alav katuv kilo asa'a. God gives him the credit as if he did it. Therefore, God counts the thoughts of good deeds when he wasn't able to execute them. Machshava ra'a, but the opposite. A bad thought, God does not count it the ma'aseh. Shnei emar, avin imra'iti bilibi, right, if there's bad in my heart, lo yishma Hashem. Hashem doesn't hear it. Which means the bad thoughts, intention to do sin, God doesn't count it. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'lamani mekayim." But I have another pasuk that says, "Hineni mevi la'am hazeh ra'a peri mahashavtam." Oh, so you see, God is going to punish them for their fruits of their thoughts, their bad thoughts. Machshava she'oseh peri, a thought that comes to fruition. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfan lemaaseh, which means then God punishes him for the action and the thought, meaning the guy thought to do bad. Okay? And he did the bid. Now he gets punished not only for the action, but God's going to punish him for the machshava as well. You know, only machshava alone, a guy thought to rob a bank. He didn't rob the bank. He didn't get punished for that. But a person thought to rob a bank, he plotted, and anyway, he robbed it. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarfa, the machshava ra'a, he gets punished on that as well. However, machshava, no, that, 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 Gemara is answering now that when it says in the pasuk that a machshava that has perot, that means that it came to fruition. It means he did it, and then he gets punished for it. Machshava she'en ba'peri, erakadosh baruch hu mitzarfah le'maaseh. But if there's no fruition, it just was a thought, God is not going to punish him. So Gemara says, ve'elah dichtiv le'man tefoset bet Yisrael bilibam. Says befirush the pasuk, God's going to get them for the sins that are bilibam. It sounds like even if they never came to fruition. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Habar Yaakov, Ha'u ba'avodat kochavim u'dichtiv. Okay, avodah zarah is different. If a person has thoughts of avodah zarah, he's punished on the thoughts themselves, even if it doesn't come to anything. Damar mor hamura avodat kochavim. Very severe is this avon of avodah zarah. Shekol ha'kofer ba. Anybody that is kofer ba avodah zarah, denies avodah zarah, it's as if he's accepting the whole Torah, and the opposite is true. When a person agrees to Avodah Zarah, it's as if he's denying the entire Torah. And therefore, when a person thinks thoughts of Avodah Zarah, on that thought alone, that already Borei Olam gives him punishment. So that's an exception. Ula Amar Kedrav Huna. Ula has a different approach. He says like Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Kivan She'avar Adam Avera V'Shanaba. Person commits an avera, and he repeats it. He's a repeat offender. Hutralo, the avera becomes permissible to him. So Kabbala says hutralo salkadatach. What do you mean permissible? How can it become permissible? The avera is avera. Ela naasit lo keheter. It becomes like it's permissible to him. So what does that mean? What is he trying to answer? So look at Rashi. Ula amar hadichti peri machshevotam. That would have said God's going to punish a person for his thoughts. Be'over v'shone ketiv. It's talking about a guy that's a repeat offender. Ki hadar me'arer la'asot. Wow. When the guy now, who committed the avera many times over, now he has a machshava to commit this sin. But he didn't end up doing it. He gets punished for the machshava. You know why? Because God knows he would have done it. The reason why he didn't do it is because something happened. He wasn't able to do it, but he wanted to do it. He's on a repeat offender, God will punish him for the machshava. So that she says that the logic, even if he didn't do it, we don't say he didn't do it because he's l'shem shamayim. He didn't need to do this at that point, whatever it was. But really, he'll do it because we know he'll do it. He did it 10 times already. So his abstention is not coming l'shem shamayim, unless the guy's true ba'al teshuvah. Of course, we're not talking about that. But stam, a repeat offender, God will punish him for the machshava. That's ulaz. Continues. Amar Rabbi Abu Mishum Rabbi Hanina. Noah lo le'adam she'avor avarab abaseter. It's better for a person to commit an avera in private ve'al yihalil shem shamayim b'farhesya. But do not disgrace God's name in public. Shnei Emar, Ve'atem Beit Yisrael, Ko Amar Hashem, Ish Gilulav, Lechu Evdu, Ve'achar Im Enchem Shum'im Elai, Ve'chem Kochi Lo Tehalelu. The Nabi is saying, if you're going to go make an Avera, just see to it, at least you do not Mehalel Shem Shamayim. Which means, at least do it baseter. That she says, "Haynu beferhesia sharoeh mizalzel bechbod amakom." People see it. Avirot are nothing, and therefore you cause other people to sin as well. Amar Rabbi Elaya Zakin, imroeh adam sheyitzrom mitkaber alav. Person sees his yitzrara is getting the best of him. It's overpowering him. Yelech lemakom sheen makirim oto. Let him go to a place where they don't know him. Vilbas shehorim. Let him put on black clothes. Maybe the black clothes will cause him to repent. Black clothes are serious. And he's going to a place where they don't know him. So also he's humble over there because they don't know him. There's no ga'va. V'itkasir shehorim. Let him cover himself up, which is we're trying to get the guy to stop making the sin. V'yaseh kemo shelibo hafetz. But if even so, the guy can't control himself, okay, then he's going to do what he wants to do. V'al yihalel shem shamayim b'faresya. But don't commit it. If a person sees a sin is coming upon, let him go to a place where they don't know him at least. So therefore, it will not be, let him cover himself up, nobody will know who he is. Again, the goal of going to a foreign place, not only things, it's not like we're telling him the chetahina. You want to make a sin? Go somewhere else and make the sin over there. Al-Shalom. It means that's a method to try to break the passion. Go somewhere else. Now when you're in another place, they don't know you, so you're humbled, because, like I said, you're a stranger, then you're going to dress up, so the black clothes, they've got black clothes, and it's still the etzanaz getting you. Okay, at least you're not going to be mechalel shem shamayim, yeah, you're doing it in a place where nobody knows you over there. Tav Tosfot says, Perush Rach, Chas v'shalom shutaru la'avor avera. We're telling the guy now to commit a sin? Ela kach amar b'ra'i yigi'ad derachim. Between the traveling to get to the place. Now you got to stay in somebody's house because they don't know you. You don't have a house in the place where you're going to. These are methods to break the yitzir. It's going to be a method that he's abstained. So comes the Gemara and says, look, we have a contradiction. Kol shelo has al kevod kono. Anybody that does not have mercy on the honor of God, that uilo shelo ba le'olam. Person does not have respect for the honor of God, better he didn't come to this world. What does that mean, doesn't have respect? Mahi. Rava amar zeh mistakil bekeshet. And Rava says, somebody looks at a rainbow. You know, a rainbow is a manifestation of the Shekhinah. And that's God's covenant. Sometimes there's a rainbow, it's a Shekhinah there, the Gemara Hagiga says. So when somebody looks at the rainbow, he's showing he has no regard for the Shekhinah. He's looking right at it. Where's your respect? Put your eyes down. We're not talking about a person when he's making the beracha on a rainbow. Of course he's not to look at it. We're talking about mistakel. Whenever the Gemara uses the word histaklut is like a gaze, where you're looking at it, you know, with a longer for a long period of time. Not ro'eh. Ro'eh is tam. Ri'iyah is okay. Ri'iyah be'alma, like the Gemara says. But his teklut is a stare. Good. Rabbi Yosef Omer, what does it mean over here? Kol she'lo hasal kevod kono. Ze'a aver avera baseter. That's a guy committing an avera baseter. Avera in private. So you just told me over here, let a guy go to a different place, let him do mashlebo hafetz. What are you talking about? The Gemara says over there, Avera Baseter, better he didn't come into it. Sounds like an Avera Baseter is worse. So comes the Gemara and says, La Kasha, Had the Matzei Chayif Litzre, Had the Matzei Chayif Litzre. It depends if he can control his Yetzer or not. Which means, if the guy can control his Yetzirah, right? Mm-hmm. He can control his Yetzirah, nothing. And what? He goes in private and he commits the Avera. So that guy's Ra'ui. Because what does he say? He said, well, nobody sees me over here. There's nothing to. Control your Yetzirah. What are you doing? He's not. I'm sitting there. What's the difference? Nobody doesn't matter. Nobody's watching anyway. Oh, that guy over here is Ra'ulushu. We're talking about a case over here where he can't control himself, which means the guy's going to commit the Avera. Right. Are you going to commit the Avera? Better to do it Baseter than Barabim. But if it's talking about where he would not commit the Avera, but what? Because it's Baseter, he says, what's the difference? Oh, that guy over there is that's the way they answer it. If it's a choice between a guy Vada is committing, then of course Seter is better than Paris. Yeah. But if a person was able to control himself, right? But he says, oh, it's only Seter, so big deal. Oh, that guy's always right, because he shows what? He has no, doesn't believe the body Allah is watching him. And therefore, says, do chayde regne shekhina. Comes again around and says, Tenanatam, we learned over there. In makifin b'chilul Hashem, there's no credit on chilul Hashem. Sometimes when a guy goes to the store, so they give him, a credit. He doesn't have to pay right away. When it comes to chilul Hashem, they don't write it down on the ledger. Chilul Hashem, they punish him miyad. Person commits chilul Hashem, the punishment is right away. In makifin b'chilul Hashem, echad shogeg ve'echad mezid. And chilul Hashem, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. Yeah, even if it was by mistake, there's a punishment for that as well. My in makifin. What do you mean in makifin? So we have to see what that means there. In makifin. Amar mazutra she'en osim kehen vani. Like I said, they don't do like a storekeeper, like a groceries guy. As she says, "Mushanvani hamakifla adam parmi rabot." Gives him credit. They go back, kol hakotav yachad, and then at the end he charges them one shot. En osim kach b'lemala lemahalel Hashem en Ephraim miyad mor bered Rav Nahama lomar she mayta shekula machraat. What does that mean? She mayta. Rashi says, "Kaf amoznaim shekula." Let's say he's 50-50. Right? The scales are equal. V'yesh be'achad avorot chilul Hashem, and chilul Hashem is one of the avorot. Machriya et hakaf lechoba, which is normally we'll say Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mateh kelapeh chesed. When it's 50-50, sometimes Borei Olam is mateh. He does a chesed to the guy and tips the scale in his favor. But if chilul Hashem is one of the avorot in the pile, there's no matikala pehesed. The 50-50 is considered lechovah. So what's the word hakafa over there? Hakafa is, as she says, melashon, lashon iyune, which means Borei Olam is me'ayin. Actually, you have to say en makifin. So how would you say that? En makifin, which means normally, let's say where it's 50-50, right? So it's balanced. In makifin, Borei Olam is not going to be me'ayin if it's actually 50-50, and therefore he's going to make it as if it's less. If you've got with me'ayin, you'd see it's actually 50-50, and therefore he'd give you the credit, because he'll add one to the pile of good. But in makifin b'hadul Hashem, which means God will not me'ayin, and therefore he's going to make it as if the avirot are greater, and therefore the person has for shalom. Terer banan. Famous piece. Le'olam yire'e adam atzmo kilu chatsio chayav v'chatsio zakai. Person always supposed to look at himself as if he's what? 50-50. Scales. Half averot, half mitzvah. Asa mitzvah achat. The next mitzvah that he does, ashrav shechriya atzmo lechav zekut. He tipped the scales in his favor. Avar avera achat. Oy lo! שהכריעה את עצמו לקו חובה שנאמר וחוטא אחד. It's like one sin יובד טובה הרבה בשביל חטא יחידי שחטא, just because of one sin that a person committed, עובד ממנו טובות הרבה. The Gemara is telling you over here a method. We don't want you to think you're a tzaddik, because a person thinks he's a tzaddik, so he's not going to do anything. He's already a tzaddik. He's not going to have an incentive to do mitzvot. We don't want a person to think that he's a Rasha either. Because Rasha thinks, what's my mitzvot going to help me? But if a person always considers himself, he's in the middle, so therefore he always wants to do another mitzvah in order that he'll tip his scales. So if you should always consider yourself a Benoni, and one mitzvah is able to, and one Avera is the opposite. One Avera is going to, the tzaddik is not scared of Avera. It's a big deal, I do an Avera, I have so many mitzvot. That's not good. I can afford it. No, but the Benoni guys, I can't afford Avera. If I do an Avera, I tip the scales against me. So that's on the personal level. Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon Omer, Lefi sha'olam nidon ahar rubo. Which means the world is judged on the majority tzaddikim. So therefore you've got to look at yourself as you're the deciding factor of the world now. There's 50% tzaddikim, 50% rasha'im, and therefore you can do another mitzvah, make yourself a tzaddik, you're going to tip the world scales in the favor. Vayachidi don aharubo, asa mitzvah achat, ashrav shechriya et atzmo, ve'et ka'o kol ha'olam, lechav zechut. That's the global perspective. Look at the top Rashi. Yir'eh adam atzmo, כאילו שקול כל העולם, שקול כמחסה צדיקים וחסידים ומחסה רשעים. וכאילו מעשיו שקולים כמחסה על מחסה. And he's 50-50 himself. עשה מצווה אחת, he does one more מצווה, נמסעו זכיותיו מכריעים, ונמסה צדיק ועל ידו, כל העולם הוכרע להיות רובן צדיקים. He has to look at himself as if he is tipping the world scale in the favor. However, Gemara says the other side is as well. Avar avera hat oilo שהכריעה את עצמו ואת כל העולם נאכף חובה שלה אמר וחוטא אחד, a person can commit one sin, יובד טובה הרבה. It brings a lot of loss, not only personally. בשביל חטא יחידי שעשה זה, עבד ממנו ומכל העולם טובות הרבה. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי אומר, אפילו צדיק גמור, כל ימיו, איזה צדיק גמור, whole life. ומרד באחרונה, last moment, he rebelled. איבד את הראשונות. He loses everything. שנאמר, צדקת הצדיק, the righteousness of the righteous man, לא תצילנו ביום פשעו, is not going to save him on his day, the day of his rebellion. ואפילו רשע גמור, כל ימיו, the opposite. The guy's רשע גמור, his whole life. ועשה תשובה באחרונה, at the end he makes תשובה. אין מזכירין לו שוב רשעו. That's it, they don't remind him of his previous רשעות שנאמר, ורשעת הרשע לא ייקשל בה ביום שובו מרשעו. So the Gemara says, wait. ונהווה כמחסה עוונות ומחסה זכויות. Which means, you have a tzaddik, the guy's whole life is a tzaddik. What does tzaddik mean? He has more mitzvot than averot. And then what? At the end, he rebels. So consider the rebellion one sin, and therefore make him a 50-50. Why do you say he loses the whole tzedkut? I consider it as a big sin, so put it on the side of the scale. What are you erasing everything for? So Gemara says, Amar Shlekish betoheh al harishonot. It's talking about, we didn't just commit a sin, he regrets what he did. So we see over here that when a person regrets the deeds that he did, it has an ability to erase it. Which means, listen, the mechanics, the way it works is we believe in this concept that regret is able to erase. That's called teshuvah. What is teshuvah? That you're able to regret sincerely what you did in the bed, so it erases the avera. Huadin, there's teshuvah from ma'asim tovim, we're learning now. Now when a person regrets his good deeds, I shouldn't have done it, I wish I didn't do it. The tzaddik at the end of his life, what a waste of time all those 80 years of tzedkut was. One wine. He's able to lose the whole thing. As she says, Mitharet al kol ha-tova she'asah. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Kol she'yishno b'mikra. Okay. Anybody that studies Mikra, he knows Humash, Tanakh, u'mishnah. Okay, of course he reads Mishnah, Gemara means also. U'b'derech Eretz, and he has Midot. Derech Eretz means Midot over here. Lo b'merah hote. A guy like that doesn't sin that fast. Why? Because he's got the three items to protect him. Shnei emar v'ahut hamshulash lo b'merah yinatek. You have a hut, a string that's folded over three times. It's very hard to break it because it's thick. The guy has Mikra, Mishnah, Derech Eretz, and he's fortified. וכל שאינו לא במקרא ולא במשנה ולא בדרך ארץ אינו מן היישוב. Forget about that. This guy is prone to sin, but he's not considered from the settlement. He shouldn't even live by us. He should live go live somewhere else. Go live in the cave somewhere. אמר רבי אלעזר ברבי צדוק, למה הצדיקים נמשלים בעולם הזה? The צדיקים, what are they compared to, the צדיקים in this world? לאילן שכולו עומד במקום טהורה. A tree that's rooted in a place of purity. ונופו נוטה למקום טומאה. But its overhang is overhanging on a place of טומאה. So what do we do? נקסס נופו, you cut the overhang. What happens? כולו עומד במקום טהורה. Then what? Then the whole tree now is standing in purity. כך הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא יסורין על הצדיקים בעולם הזה. God brings יסורין on the tzaddikim in this world כדי שירשו העולם הבא, in order that they should get עולם הבא. Which means the tzaddik has a little avera. That's like the overhang that's in the tumah area. So God cuts that area. That's the yisurin that the tzaddik gets. And where does the tzaddik end up? Bimkom tara. In olam haba. That's the yisurin that the tzaddikim get. Shnei emar, v'haya reshitecha mitzar. Your beginning is going to be mitzar, tzar. However, v'acharitecha yisgim me'od, and the end is going to be very great. That's all the Abba. V'lemar shayim domim ba'olam hazeh. V'shayim the opposite. Le'ilan shekulo omed b'mkom tum'ah. They're like a tree that's standing in the tum'ah area. That's their place. V'nofon noten l'makom tahara. The overhang is in a tahor area. Yeah, that's the little mitzvot that they have. Niksas nufo. So what? God cuts the nuf of me. He pays them the reward for their good deeds. Where do they end up now? Nimsa kulu omed b'mkom tum'ah. Now they end up in b'mkom tum'ah, which is not a good place. Kaka kadosh baruch hu mashpia alehem tova l'rasha'im. God gives good to the tzaddikim for the mitzvot, to the rasha'im for the mitzvot. Ba'olam hazeh kedei letordan v'lorishan lemadriga tachtona, to bring them to the lowest level. Shene'emar yesh derech yashar lefnei ish. Yeah, person sometimes in his life he sees derech yashar. God's dealing with him good. Ba'acharita darkei mavet, but then it leads to a path of death. Uchbar haya rabbi tarfon uskini mesubim ba'aliyat bet nitze belod. The rabbis were sitting, rabbi tarfon, in Lod. Shala she'ela zu bifneim. So the she'ela came up amongst the scholars. What's greater? Talmud gadol u'ma'ase gadol. Oh, famous question. What is better, learning or performing mitzvot? That's the she'elah I had over here. Let's see. So Gemara says, "Na'anah Rabbi Tarfon v'amar ma'aseh gadol." Rabbi Tarfon, what do you mean? Actions, mitzvot. Na'anah Rabbi Akiva v'amar Talmud gadol. Mahlok we have over here. Rabbi Akiva says, "No, learning." So they made a compromise between the both shittot. They said, Talmud gadol. You know why Talmud's better? If you don't learn, you're not going to know what to do. So the reason why Talmud has a value, because Talmud leads to the performance of the mitzvot. So that she says, Nimsi'u shirehim biyado. By learning, you'll have mitzvot as well. One thing leads to the other. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Omer. Gadol Talmud שקדם לחלה 40 שנה. We'll do some calculations now. Talmud, the study of Torah, is that much greater, because the Torah, the study of Torah, came 40 years before the mitzvah of Hala. When was the mitzvah of Hala given? When we came into Eretz Israel. Torah was given 40 years before. Hala is an action. So you see, Torah precedes action. Came 40 years before Hala. Now, even though that she says, so look at Rashi for a second. Kishiyatsu mimisraim natna lehem Torah b'chodesh ha-shilishi u'bachala lo netchayibu ad shenichnesu la'aretz dechtiv beboachem. Now, we learned earlier, beboachem means usually after they come into the land and settle it, which should be really 14 years later. However, as she says, "Ve'amar mor mishuneh bi'azu mikol diot shebaTorah dechtiv behu ki tavo'u ve'chan ne'emar be'bo'achem." Bo'achem means immediately. Mishenichnesu la ubetrumo. Good. So therefore, it says be'bo'achem. Hala applied the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael. So that's 40 years from Matan Torah. Continue. 40 shana litrumot ulma'asrot 54. And the Torah was given 54 years before Terumot and Ma'asrot. Because Terumot and Ma'asrot didn't kick in till after we conquered and settled. That's 14 years after that. So that's 54 years later. Good? L'shemitim, 61. 61 years, Torah was given earlier before the first Shemitah. Why? Because the first Shemitah didn't start until year 54, after we settled. 7 years later, 61. So 61 years later, we got Shemitah. You see, Torah must be greater. Now look at all these mitzvot that came many years after it. Liyublot me'avish shalosh. And the first Yovel came 103 years later. So let's make a calculation. Actually, 7 years, so you're short 43 years for a Shemitah. What's 61 plus 43? It's 104.
54 plus
49. No, Shemitah is the 50th year. 7 years you counted already. 61, you were 7 years in already.
54
to
the first.
Listen, 54 to 61. 61 is already Shemitah. You're 7 years into the Yovel cycle. So how many short are you? Another 43. No, 43 plus 7 is 50, no?
Yeah.
50 is this Yovel.
Yeah.
So the 50th year.
104.
So 104 it should be.
Yeah.
Why does the Gemara say 103?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, it's the Gemara's question. It's not 103, it's 104. Make a simple hajbon. From 50, from 61, you can count 43 years. It takes you to 104. Kasavar Yovel mitchinato mishamit. He holds that Yovel, this the law is that in Yovel, the Shemitat Kesafim. Shemitat Kesafim, just like in a regular Shemitah, all loans are cancelled, right? So he holds that the Yovel, in the beginning of the Yovel, that's when the Shemitat Kesafim happens. So therefore you don't have to count the whole year. In the beginning of the 103, you don't got to wait till 104th, already the Shemitah, the Yovel has ramifications. But Shemitah, the law is that the Shemitat Kesafim doesn't happen till the end of the Shemitah. Didn't we just have a Shemitah? In Elul, at the end of the Shemitah, the last day of the year, that's when the Shemitat Kesafim happens. So when it comes to Shemitah, we counted seven complete. When we counted Yovel, we counted up to the beginning of the 50th year. That's why we said 103.
Nice.
Good? Okay, this guy. But what do you see from here? That Talmud Torah was given years before all these mitzvot. So comes the Gemara and says, Ushem Shalimud. Kodem the Maaseh. Just like we see that Limud comes before the Maaseh. Right? Kag dino kodem the Maaseh. The punishment is also going to be, they're going to punish a person on Torah before anything else. Person wants to exempt himself from mayim. Mayim is Torah. The fact that he exempted himself from mayim, reshit medon, that's the first thing they're going to judge him on. Ushim shedino kodem lemaaseh, just like his judgment comes before all the other mitzvot, kach secharo kodem lemaaseh, so to his reward is going to come before all the mitzvot. Shnei emar, v'yitem them arzot goyim, v'amal le'umim yirashu, ba'avur yishmeru chukav, v'torotav yinsoru. So when it says yishmor chukav, let's read Rashi. Ukshem shedin pur'anut Torah, kodem ledin pur'anut ma'aseh, kak secharo, im asak ba'Torah, kodem leschar ma'aseh. Right? The learning is going to get credit for it before all the mitzvot. Ba'avur yishmeru chukav. What is Yishmeru Chukav? The Amar Bodeh, Tishmerun Zu Mishnah. Tishmerun is not keep the mitzvot. Tishmerun is learning the Mishnayot and the Gemarayot. So what Tishmerun is going to come first. Now we have to understand, what does it mean Talmud is greater? Halakha says that if a person is learning Torah and the mitzvah comes to him, no, only if nobody else could do the mitzvah, then already you have to stop your learning and go do the mitzvah. But it's Ifshal La'asot Ayyadei Ahirim, Talmud is greater. So therefore, Talmud is greater than Maaseh. So the Mefashim bring that amazing thing. Even if what you're learning doesn't have an application today, guy's learning Masechet Zevahim, it's not going to come to Maaseh. We said, Gadol Talmud Torah, it comes to Maaseh. The guy's learning Hilchot Bet HaMikdash. He's learning Hilchot of, Keunah. Avodat HaKorbanot. Still, mitzvah comes to him, you're learning, Gadol Talmud Torah, agreed. If nobody else could do the mitzvah, then a person of course has to stop. Let's just finish the Gemara. Gemara says, Kol she'eno lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah. What do we say? The guy doesn't have mikra and mishnah, and derech eretz, midot, eno min ha'yishuv. He's not from the society. So they have the Gemara says, u'pasul le'edut. No good. Now she says, "Dechemah she'enu min ha'yishuv, since he's not part of society, en makpid al atzmo ve'en lo boshet panim." Wow, guy has no shame. So the guy will lie also. The guy's not part of the regular society. The guy's not learning. Doesn't have dedicated. So what stops the guy from lying? So therefore, he's pasul le'edut. So comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan, ha'ochel bashuk. A guy that eats in public, in the marketplace, that is a domain like kelev. He's like a dog. He's not embarrassed. He's eating in public full. It's not respectful. V'yesh shumim pasul le'edut. The guy eats in public, he's also pasul le'edut. He's walking in the street, he's eating. Tosfot says, it's talking about he's eating bread. See a guy walking in the street, he's eating a pizza in the street or something, he has a sandwich, he's eating a sandwich in the street. Genai, we're not talking about a guy having maybe something small like that. Hey, Tosfot has another interpretation. From Rabbi Eliyahu, look at the bottom Tosfot. Kegon sheolech etzla mukrim, the guy goes to the people who are selling the stuff. V'to'im mishel kulam me'at. Me'at kilu rotzeh leknot mehem. He goes to the nut store, he tastes them all the samples, so the guy thinks he's going to buy, and he walks out. So he's domela kelev, the guy's eating all the free food over there, he doesn't buy anything. So the guy's a gazlan, like he's not a gazlan, but he's like a gazlan. So he's pasul le'edut, this guy, because the guy's a crook. He's not really a crook, but he has no busha. Yeah, so it's different. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amar of Idi Baravin Halacha, Kiyesh Omrim, that anybody that eats in the shuk, Pasul le'edut. Darash bar kapara, ragzan, an angry man. What is an angry man left with? Lo alta biyado ela ragzanuta. All he's left with is his anger, which means he's left with sickness and troubles. Which he's forget about is olam abba. Olam abba, get him for. But the angry man is left with the results of his anger. That's the anger is his punishment itself. Uladam tov, we end up with a good thing. For a good person that's calm and patient, that's good with the beriot. Metayimim oto meperim maasav. Right? We said he gets the perot in this world. Vechol she'en olo b'mikra, v'lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'derech eres. Dor hana'am emenu. A guy doesn't learn. That is the midot tobot. Make a neder that you don't want to have anything to do with this guy. Dor, like nidor. Make a neder. Hana'a, that you shouldn't have hana'a from him and he shouldn't have hana'a from you because you don't want to be with this guy. Meaning, keep away from him. Now, if a guy doesn't have Torah and Mikra and Derechet, what do you think he's talking about all day long? Gemara says, Moshavo, Moshav Letzim. What is he talking about? He's talking about Letzanut. And David Amar says, Moshav Letzim, Lo Yashav. Rashi, Shneimar, Moshav Letzim, Lo Yashav. Veze She'eno Be'ehad Me'elu. What is he learning if it's not letzanut? So therefore, you gotta keep away. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Rabbi Miller.